Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. This morning we have a newlywed on the show, Paige O'Martian, and she is a 21-year-old author, speaker, and recording artist whose battle with cancer as a child led her on a remarkable journey, inspiring others to grasp the preciousness of life and live out their purpose. She's traveled the country sharing her music and story and was featured on Bath and Body Works' Christmas CD supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. She's been interviewed on the Today Show and was the speaker and TV host for the ministry I Shine. In 2009, she released a rock album entitled Wake Up, which paved the way for her much-anticipated breakout book, Wake Up Generation. Paige and her new husband, Chris, live in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I'm just so excited about what your life journey is. And tell us just a little bit about your cancer as a child and how that has inspired you.
Mm-hmm. God has really worked in some crazy ways in my life that I certainly never would have chosen if I was writing the story, but I'm so glad that he's the author of our lives. When I was almost 11 years old, I was diagnosed with bone cancer, and this came as quite a shock to me and my family because I had been totally healthy, you know, just involved in the life of a kid, when all of a sudden there was a pain in my leg, and, you know, we thought it was anything but cancer, but an MRI showed that sure enough it was Ewing sarcoma, which is a tumor on my right leg, and I was thrown into chemotherapy and surgeries. I had a surgery to replace 5 inches of the bone in my leg, and just the hospital became my home. I was bald all of a sudden and in a wheelchair, and I looked nothing like the little girl that I had before cancer. And just God really used this experience to show me how precious life is. But he also brought so many blessings that I never could have imagined. And one of which was the Make-A-Wish Foundation, actually. They stepped in and granted me a wish to go to Nashville and record a professional CD. And really through that wish that they granted me, God opened up this ministry of singing and speaking, and now writing a book for young people to really wake up and to use their lives. And now, as you've mentioned, I have a book releasing in August, and it's so crazy to think that all of these amazing things that happened in my life started with the worst thing that happened in my life, and that's cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's how God works. You know, we go through trials that we can't understand the reason for, and then he turns them into blessings beyond what we could imagine. So
wow.
That's a glimpse of my story there.
So tell us about Wake Up Generation. Why did you choose the words wake up?
Oh, gosh. You know, God had been kind of stirring this message in my heart for a while, but the words wake up came from Ephesians 5, 14 through 16, when it just says, wake up, O sleeper. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. And those words just kind of hit me, and they just became almost the core of my soul, because I felt like my generation of young people needed to wake up, because after I had gone through cancer, I just came from a world where, you know, our lives, you know, kids in the hospital, we daily fought for our lives. It was, that's what we were doing when we were sick. And then when I went to school afterwards, it was a culture shock, because, you know, the healthy kids that I was around just kind of blew their days. They didn't realize how precious they were. They didn't realize that they weren't invincible. And so really that's
wow.
where God put wake up on my heart, because they needed to wake up to see that one, you know, their life is a mist, as James 4:14 says. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can't just wait to get it together till we're older. You know, God has given each one of us a purpose, you know, from the beginning of our lives. And so as a young person, we can't just roll it off until later. So that was really where the words wake up came from.
I love that passage in Ephesians. And there's also, I think, in Isaiah, wake up. You know, we're told constantly to wake up. And Jesus told the little girl, wake up. You know, it's just,
it's a
theme, I think, in the gospel, because we do walk around with kind of a dazed sense of immortality that as a child, those glasses were ripped off your face way early. So real quick, I know people are going to want to contact you after the show. So where can they reach you?
Well, my website with my new last name, Pedro Mardian, is being built. So right now they can contact me through Facebook. So facebook.com/PedroMardian. That's O-M-A-R-T-I-A-N.
I love your name, Paige. As a writer, if I'd had children, I would have named my daughter Paige.
Oh, really?
it's very symbolic and beautiful at the same time.
Oh,
okay,
thank you. I know, right? That's so funny. Actually, I never thought of that now that I write books.
Right. So how are you encouraging readers to use their life? What does that mean, use it?
Good question, because that can mean a lot of different things. But ultimately, in the book, I share a little bit of my story just to give the reader understanding of you know, the awakening that God caused in my own life. But ultimately, you know, I encourage them to understand the value and the preciousness of their life. And just like those verses that I just mentioned and we talked about. But then it comes down to understanding the gifts that God has put inside of each person and that, you know, the things that you're good at and they're not random. You know, even your personality, your spiritual gifts, all those things, and walk through the process of discovering that. And then I talk about finding your passion. So many young people are never really encouraged to find their passion. It's just, well, what's practical? You know, what degree would get you this job? No, what's your passion? What has God put in your heart to do? And ultimately, that leads you to the mission that God has put you on this earth for. I found it incredibly beneficial, as, you know, I know you have because I've read your books, but about having a mission statement. And so I walked them through the process of finding their own mission statement and writing it down and learning to live by it. And it's just the core of your life. It's not a career decision. It's the core of who you are. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, I walked them through the process of how and why to live their mission. And I closed the book with talking about some of the needs in the world and just opening their eyes to some of what's going on. Sometimes young people don't know enough about what's going on in the world. And if they knew, their souls would just be ripped open with compassion and they would immediately want to go and serve and help and use their mission to make a difference. So that's kind of how the book ends, with just, you know, imploring them to why their mission is needed.
So I have to ask you, what is your mission?
My mission, that's also a good question. My mission is to inspire, ignite, and reclaim purpose in others so that they will not waste their lives.
To reclaim purpose, to inspire, ignite, and what's the other one?
And reclaim.
Ah.
Inspire, ignite, and reclaim purpose. Yeah, it's
wow.
Truly, and God is just, I don't know, He's just put that on my heart. So clearly, I can't even explain it. I just had this this passion for, you know, inspiring others to not waste their lives. It's just, you know, it's wonderful to have that at your core where you know what you're meant for. And even, you know, if your career changes down the road, you know, it doesn't even matter. It's just, this is still what you're made to do, you know, and makes such a difference.
Exactly. So when you were interviewed on the Today Show, what did they ask you? What were you on the show for?
Well, I was 15 when I was on the show, and Bath and Body Works had partnered with Make-A-Wish to put together a Christmas album, and so I was the Make-A-Wish ambassador child.
Mm.
And so I sang some songs for the CD that was sold in Bath and Body Works and sent on this TV and radio tour promotion to share about, you know, this Bath and Body Works CD and also to share about Make-A-Wish and what they did for me and what they do for others. But the amazing thing about it was that I was on all these secular, you know, stations, and the Today Show was one of the biggest, and I got to share about my story and about God healing me of cancer, and share that Jesus Christ was the one who brought me through. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the TV shows were, you know, a little bit stone-faced. But hey, you know, the amazing thing is God opened up the door for me to be able to say that, because I was young and because I had cancer. They were more accepting because of that. And it worked. It was great. So on the Today Show, I was interviewed about my story in pretty good detail, actually. And then I got to sing one of the Christmas songs from the Bath and Body Works record. So it was such a God thing. And I'm just so grateful to Make-A-Wish and Bath and Body Works for that whole experience.
That's amazing. So what are you doing now? Walk us through a week or a month in your life coming up.
Well, this is my first book, so this has been, you know, a new experience of just the whole process and whatnot. But it's all ramping up. The cover's been done. It's all ready to be printed pretty soon. So right now I'm just, you know, looking into getting booked for the fall. I'm going to be doing a fall tour to get the message of the book out. And just kind of, you know, finally after all of the preparation of writing the book, and it's just getting it out, you know. So doing whatever I can to make it known and like I said, go out and speak about it and meet people and just start to get the message out there in a tangible way. So
wow. And Nashville is just a perfect place to do that. There's so many connections, right?
It's a really interesting place. I've only lived here for about 4 years. But I just, you know, especially now that I'm married, I feel so rooted here and just like God has opened up a whole new season in my life. You know, I just got married, you know, November of last year, and now my book's coming out, and so
wow.
It's definitely a whole new season, but one that God has really been preparing me for my whole life, you know, so it's pretty incredible.
Well, I can just hear the hope and the excitement and the passion in your voice, and I really want to encourage people to follow Paige on her Facebook page. And Paige, thank you so much for coming on the show. And I remember meeting you in Nashville, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I met you when you came to Christ Church and you were speaking. And
right.
I came because I love you and I love your books. So...
Well, I remember there was just a light shining all around you when we met, and so I'm glad we got to reconnect on our path. And I really want to especially encourage you to just stay clear and as pure of a bubbling stream as I can hear you are right now. And may God bless you and prosper you in all that you do.
So
Paige Omardian, right? Paige
Omardian. It's difficult.
Omardian.
I'm still getting the hang of it myself.
Well, you've got a lifetime to do that.
That's
so thank
awesome.
You again. And the book is Wake Up Generation, You Have a Life, How Will You Use It? And I think this is a good question for all of our listeners today. So blessings to you, Paige. I hope our paths cross again.
Me too. Thank you so much, Lori.
All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.